Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cents. You can follow us on Facebook or Twitter, or send us an email to afternoon@newstalk.com. It is time for So You Think You're an Adult. Barbara Scully and Declan Buckley join us once again. Good afternoon to you
both. Good afternoon, Sean.
Yes, and all very professional compared to what we were talking about during the commercial break. Right, okay, first question is this. This person says, to try and avoid any assumptions, I'm a 26-year-old male. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Let's go with this.
26-year-old male. Myself and my new girlfriend have been seeing each other for 8 months now. We get on great, and pretty much all aspects of the relationship are great. There's just one thing that's bothering me. My girlfriend isn't really a feminist. I know this sounds strange, but the lack of respect she seems to have for women as a whole is bothering me. Now, don't get me wrong, she's an empowered businesswoman and is polite and caring, but when it comes to women as a whole, she seems to have a strange view. For example, she found it very strange when I said I would never sleep with a prostitute, which I think is a fair point of view. I'm a very liberal person, and if that's what some people are interested in, and it's all consenting and no one's being taken advantage of, then more power to them. But personally, I would not be comfortable with it. My girlfriend doesn't seem to have any sort of empathy. If I mention how prostitutes can be trafficked and taken advantage of, and all sorts of awful things. Basically, this just confuses me, and it's my first time coming across such an unfazed opinion on human suffering, and in particular women being taken advantage of and used, etc. Any advice appreciated? Am I being ridiculous? Should I care? Etc.
Why do I get the feeling that this 26-year-old male with a relatively new girlfriend wants us to start by actually saying, go you, you great guy, for being a feminist? Because I think most of what the letter's about is how great a feminist he thinks he is. And he's told us he's a great feminist mainly because he'd feel uncomfortable using the services of a prostitute, even though he then says that he's all for it if it's all consenting and no one has been taken advantage of. But he says then that because his girlfriend has no empathy for prostitutes, that she's actually not really a feminist. He also mentions that she's an empowered businesswoman. So I kind of get the impression that his girlfriend is living her feminism and, you know, and that he's measuring it against some kind of imaginary chart in his own head of things that you must tick, boxes you must tick if you're going to be a proper feminist in his mind. You know, I mean, I've written about this before and gotten into trouble. A feminist is somebody who believes that men and women are equal. End of story. It's not a faith or a religion with some kind of a doctrine that you have to kind of adhere to, or some set of rules on loads of different things that you must follow. I'm really at a loss to kind of understand what his problem is here, why he is so hung up on this. I would imagine from what he said about his girlfriend that she is a feminist, but maybe not all women want to talk about it ad nauseum all the time. And I would say perhaps she's getting a little bit cheesed off with him trying to prove that he's a better feminist than she is because he's aware of all these issues that he thinks makes him a better feminist. Am I being mean?
I don't know, you're reading an awful lot in there. isn't it? I mean, I think probably it would be a rare enough thing if in... if the woman says to the man, oh, you wouldn't sleep with a prostitute. Oh, that's weird. How many women have ever said that to their partners?
Well, I'd love to know how it came up.
Yeah.
How did it come up in
exactly.
conversation?
Yeah.
You know, because the only way, like Barbara says, if this kind of bleeding heart snowflake millennial person is...
He said, try and avoid assumptions.
I know, but I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. It just slipped out. He's a 26-year-old guy. Look, it's brilliant that this guy is hashtag woke and all down with the concept of feminism and, you know, is living the feminist dream. I don't think this is about feminism. It's an aspiration, Chicken. It's an aspiration. I don't think this is about feminism at all. I think this is about a guy who has particular view, like a world view. And he is in a relationship, relatively short relationship, with somebody else who seems to have different opinions. And this guy is saying to himself, I think this, you think something different. What's going on here? I need to change you. I need to, you know, bring you along in my journey. Maybe she won't.
Is he feeling a bit inadequate, maybe? I'm just wondering, is it because...
I think that he, I think actually the opposite. I think that he feels quite, I'm going to use the word smug, about how kind of open-minded he is.
That's what I get from
it
as well.
About his, you know, that woke word that you hear a lot. Like he's read the book.
Declan, I've never heard that word except coming out of your mouth.
Yeah. Woke,
he tells me about it regularly. Yeah. But I never
it
heard
means you're awake to the scenario. It's like, you know, in the, what's that film with Keanu Reeves where you take the pill or you don't take the pill?
All right, yeah, that
you
one.
Know,
yeah.
And you kind of, you're awake to the harsh realities of the real world as opposed to being connected to the machine and, you know, the delusions. Am I talking crazy stuff?
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Good, amazing.
How many coffees did he have before he
didn't
came
have enough,
in?
I don't think.
Okay, obviously, yeah.
He didn't have enough.
I took the green pill this morning. but this, to me, it's like, you know, why won't you marry a Jewish girl? At least you'll have the same things in common. And this is basically somebody who's going, I have a girlfriend who just doesn't get what I think and I don't get what she thinks. And is it going to last? I don't know.
I don't know. I think as a woman, you know, who would definitely consider myself a feminist, I think this kind of rule thing, this tick, you know, checking boxes of like, what do you feel about this element? What do you feel about that? What do you feel about this? Would be enough to annoy an awful lot of women. And maybe she's just not engaging with him in the way that he wants to be able to give vent to his very woke, right on views on things such as trafficked women or whatever.
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong
with that. We shouldn't take the mickey out of that.
I'm not taking the mickey out of it, but I'm just saying maybe not everybody, male or female, not everybody wants to get involved all the time in a big discussion about it. Maybe it's just the fact that his girlfriend is saying, I don't really want to get into this big conversation, that he's saying she's not proper feminist.
This is the actual crux for me. And I don't believe this problem is about feminism. I think it's about somebody having an opinion and somebody else having a different opinion. But if you are talking about feminism, I would say that it's entirely possible for a man to have a more ideologically rounded concept of what feminism is compared to a woman who's, as you said, living her empowered businesswoman dream, and for that person not to be a feminist at all. She might be empowered, she might be more equal than other women or men in the room, like for example Margaret Thatcher was at her cabinet table, but it doesn't mean that that woman was a feminist. It just means
Well, very often the women who make it to the top like that, because they've made it to the top like that, see a completely different worldview than perhaps the rest of us. You know, I mean, give you Mary O'Rourke, who doesn't believe in gender quotas for that very reason, because she made it to the top on her own, so therefore nobody else should need any kind of assistance.
And maybe that's what this guy is doing.
Yeah,
all
you need to do is
work as hard as I did
and be part of a huge political dynasty, which of course I'm sure had no bearing on it whatsoever.
Mention too much. No. So, but I mean, you know, I think as a woman, she's entitled to have whatever views she wants to have.
You're not entitled to have whatever view. Well, you are. You can have your views.
You're entitled to your opinion.
But they can be wrong. Your views can be wrong.
Of course they can. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think, as you say, he has got to come to terms with that. She may never measure up to whatever.
Which is what I'm saying. And that's so it doesn't matter whether the difference of opinions, the irreconcilable differences can be about, you know, your religion. It can be about whether you like Bob Dylan. It can be whether or not you're a feminist. It doesn't matter. If you just have this thing that you don't get along with the person because of this, you either are going to stay together despite the fact that you have that difference, or it's going to be
it's
the wedge.
It's kind of weird though. Maybe it's my age. I haven't met too many men who are...
Which is why I think he opened his letter with the sentence, please avoid any assumptions in case you think I'm a lesbian called Ethel.
Yeah, but I haven't met that many men that are kind of judging, and that's probably not the right word, women on the basis of some kind of feminist ideology that they have to take off.
I think it's the way around. I think what the guy is basically saying is that I like that's what the woke thing is. I'm aware of the concept. So in order for me to say that I'm a feminist is because I'm informed, as opposed to she's not necessarily
informed. She is informed, but she just doesn't have the same view like
you. Oh, she doesn't care.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe she's other things to be thinking about.
Like global warming.
Perhaps. Great Barrier Reef getting bleached and stuff.
Yeah, people have different views about things and differing definitions of what feminism is.
Yeah.
God save us tonight,
Sheila. We overcomplicate feminism, you know what I mean? By insisting that people check into all of these various different elements. Mm. Of it.
I think this guy might have an assumption that all women are feminists, which actually isn't true.
No, absolutely not.
Or are particularly burdened by calling themselves a feminist. How they act, I suppose, is a completely different matter. They may well act, live out feminism, but not necessarily go around wearing it like a badge.
The thing about feminists, you know, you can call yourself a feminist because you believe in a concept, whereas you couldn't call yourself an environmentalist because you believe in the idea that we should do something about global warming. You know, you have to actually be an active. It's
actively
an active
doing something
in order to give yourself the label. Whereas, you know, I can just say, oh, I believe in equality, therefore I'm a feminist. No, you're not. You need to be doing something about it.
Terence says, I can't believe how harsh your guys are being about this young man. It is wrong to assume that all women are feminists. Yeah. You should be commended for highlighting the poverty of feminism among certain women. But he's not.
True.
It's only one woman he's highlighting the poverty, which seems to be, why can't my girlfriend be more like me?
Yeah.
Yes, and that's exactly the thing. And that's what he's pointing out one issue, but it could be quite simply that she's like a conservative in her politics, or it could be that she, like I said, she likes Bob Dylan and he likes ABBA.
Because he says, my girlfriend isn't really a feminist. I know this sounds strange. It doesn't actually. There are lots of women who aren't feminists.
Yeah, exactly.
Depending on what it is.
But
it's not like she's stinky or she's mean to him or they don't have a laugh.
Going against feminism. She's not. She's just not engaging with him, I think, on these particular aspects that he sees in the world that should have something done about them. And I think that's...
this is where I was trying to go with my original thought was, do you think that it's possible for this guy to enlighten this woman in a journey through their relationship and get her to, you know, have his view?
I'm smelling a little bit of "Am I a Great Fella" altogether off his letter, which puts me off. And I think there would be certain women, certain people who that kind of approach will make you go exactly the other way just to spite him, just because he's annoying you, because he's like a badge wearing, I'm such a great feminist
guy.
I know
he said to try and avoid any assumptions about 26-year-old male, but there's nothing more earnest and more full of absolute certainty than a 26-year-old male.
Yes.
Given time, he'll realise perhaps the world is a bit more grey. Anyway, next question is this. I'm going on a blind date this week. It's been organised by a hotel in a local town. I've paid €30 plus a night in the hotel to have a meal and a drink later on this week. I saw an ad on social media from the hotel calling all singles, so I filled up a form with some basic details. I sent a photo of what I look like and the type of girl I'm looking for. What is the etiquette for a first date? It's been a while for me. Thank you for your help.
I'm trying
Don't
to read
talk
between
about
the lines.
Feminism. Yeah.
It's one thing. Yeah.
The first thing that, you know, the first thing that strikes me here, and it's just a slight segue away from the crux of this point, the cost of this thing, this is an industry, this blind date business that these hotels are running, where they kind of charge you to process the paperwork and then they get a night out and maybe a meal in their hotel and they're making all the money while you're searching for love.
But in fairness, €30 for a meal and a drink.
That's just for the paperwork, I think, is it?
No, I paid €30. I think plus a night,
night in the hotel.
So he's paying for his own accommodation.
Okay.
But
okay, yeah,
have a meal and a drink.
I'm just being a cynic and going, somebody's cashing in on your love struckness. The thing about, what is the etiquette? I'm not quite sure what you're asking. Whether you think because you have a room in the hotel that there's certain guarantees there.
Don't dangle your keys in front of her.
So, cool your jets is my first piece of advice. you need to like go easy there now.
Oh God, does he think he's going to get the ride?
I never thought of that.
That's not what etiquette means.
Oh, nearly struck me that could be what that means.
Yes, of course it is. What's the etiquette?
In other words,
I know what I'm thinking. What's she thinking? Is what he's basically saying.
No, he'd have to pay a lot more than €30.
Now you're going to the guy, now the woke guy who doesn't keep a bribe.
No, I'd be horrified now that we're making a joke about it.
I went on a blind date once.
€30?
No, I didn't have to pay, and I just got set up to meet a guy in a pub, and he'd white socks, I remember, and trousers that were too short. And he liked football, and it was all an absolute and utter disaster. But nobody died. Do you know, it was just an uncomfortable evening. And that's what I would say to your man. Like, he's overthinking it. I didn't think about the room and all that you did just mention.
Well, there was a lot of detail. And they go, why is he giving all the detail?
I think he feels he's made an investment. I paid €30 for this now.
Leaving
the sex out of it, there's no guarantees for his €30 that he's even going to have a good time. You know,
the worst case scenario
is he might be bored out of his tree and he's not a bit interested in the girl, the woman that he's been set up to have dinner with. But that's the worst case scenario. Nobody will die. He won't get physically injured. And, he gets his dinner. I think he should just go along with an open mind and stop overthinking
it. That first dates program on the TV has been quite eye-opening for people, seeing how people approach the scenario with different kind of cockiness or enthusiasm,
so to speak.
That's not what that means, Barbara. And I suppose the one thing that you see from a lot of people is just how nervous people are and how normal that kind of nervous thing is.
Tension,
and you have to go with your nerves. And if you're nervous, go with it, because that shows that you're being quite human about the whole thing. So if you're nervous, that's fine. If you're up for it, that's fine too.
Just,
and
yeah,
if they are too, you know, you're all adults.
Good,
yeah. And you
pay
30 quid, so get your money's worth.
Okay, yeah. we'll do another one.
Okay.
And a bit more serious. I've recently started seeing someone and he has 3 kids, 4, 6 and 8. I've met them twice. While it went well, I'm wondering how we should approach our relationship with them. We're just 5 months together, and I also wonder, should we take it slowly with the time I spend with them? I feel left out of the conversation by him, and I wish to talk about our possible approach to managing this, so we don't want to try and approach it. I don't want to feel like I'm pressurizing him. I don't want to rush it, but I find it odd that I only meet them once every 4 weeks. He has them 3 weekends out of 4, which leaves me alone for those weekends. I'm also wondering if a 2.5 years is enough time for him to move on from the marriage. He says yes, but he shuts me out a lot, and I struggle with that. Relationship with his ex is difficult. They don't really communicate. Any advice?
Ooh. This is a challenging situation, and it's full of landmines. The problem that I see here from what she said in the letter is that you've got two people in a relationship, and they're both on a different kind of path, and they're both on a different time scale as well. So in other words, he wants to move very, very slowly along this path, and she's obviously got more of a kind of an urgency about wanting to know where is this relationship going, and how is it going to work out, and how is it going to work with the children and the ex-partner and all of the rest of it. And unfortunately, He is the father of these 3 children who are still very young. He's only been separated or divorced, she said, 2.5 years. That's relatively a short enough period of time from the kids' point of view that I'm sure caused, you know, a major upheaval in their lives. And I honestly think that she probably has to go with what he feels is the right way of doing it, because the kids are the most important. And unfortunately, in this instance, they're probably more important than she is to him. And that's understandable. Having said that, I can understand how frustrating it is for her and how difficult, and that she does clearly feel sidelined, because unfortunately, as I say, she has to take kind of second place very often to the needs of his children. So, you know, as usual, I think it's probably a good idea if she and he sit down and that she can have an honest chat. Not so much about the kids, because I think that will possibly make him as the dad a bit defensive, because they are his children, whom I'm sure he loves very much. But just about, in general terms, the relationship and how he sees it panning out. But she's going to have to do it very, very gently. And I think basically the problem is that unless she's willing to kind of bide her time and let things settle and let him dictate the speed of this relationship, that it, you know, it's not going to go
it's
anywhere.
It's a thing of, like, you know, people saying, I want to have a chat about our relationship and about where I see it going. Because a lot of the time people want that chat.
There's nothing worse. It's a ridiculous question, actually. Yeah. I mean, they say, what's going to happen in the... Well, I don't know.
Because you don't
know. It's the future.
Yeah. You don't know. And also, the person who you're asking that question to is just filled with terror about how they're going to answer that question, because whatever they're saying in their head, they're not going to give you the full, you know, heart on the table scenario, because that's stupid.
Especially
in the early stages of a relationship, you're kind of going, you know, because it really, as you say, I don't know. And as you mentioned with kids, I think the guy's quite correct in being protective of them, and
I think he's right.
Dropping this other person straight into life, regardless of what he feels about her, that's a separate instance.
That
he has an existing relationship and a permanent relationship with those children. He's probably been through a broken relationship with the mother of those kids. So in his head, he's going, nah, let's not be too kind of...
No, because it would affect, if they form a bond with her and then it doesn't work out between her doing them, that's damaging to them. Of course it's going to be.
And it's very hard for her, because she's on the sidelines, and part of her, I would imagine, is watching what he has with the children, and she wants a little bit of that. And that's very understandable. You know, that she's probably thinking, oh, I'd love to be a mom, or I'd love to, you know, be have a little bit of this family life that she can see is still going on, but she's not really a part of, that she's a little bit outside of. So, like, it's tough. I'm not saying it is very tough for her, but I think that she's going to have to just, if she really is into this guy, she's going to have to just be willing to slow everything down a little bit and just give
it
time.
And be patient.
Yeah, be patient.
It just takes a
long time.
Anyway, Barbara Declan, lots of wisdom there.
Lots of it.
Super.
Thank you both very much.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.